Kitty.
Howdy do.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Sporting Goods Podcast Show with your boy Wig.
It's your boy Trav. Wig, you sound like you're under the weather or something. You sad or something? What's going on, man?
Nah, I'm just on my smooth operator, you know what I mean? My pitch kind of hitting lately, man. I'm feeling myself right now, so I got to get some groove with the people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got to have the up-tempo energy, you know. A lot of shit haven't been swaying my way, but, you know, today's a new day. Today's a new day, you know. A lot.
Hey, man, smooth operator, man. Smooth operator.
My last pick for the finals, you know, it was a shot in the dark pick. I'm gonna let you guys know it was a shot in the dark. You know, I expected open opportunities for the young man, but the first pick I genuinely had was for Klay to shoot over the amount of threes he did. And Wade, what you told me I did? What you said I was doing? Tell him.
I said, why you keep picking hurt people, man? Hurt people. I was wrong.
He was a legend, though.
I told you to run with it, man. You'll never let nobody change your pick. That's your own fault, man. You need to be a man about your picks.
And I'm sorry, good folks. It won't happen again. I'm gonna go with my first mind.
True.
Because my first mind is always the right mind, and when the right mind is the right mind, it's on time to get your pockets fine.
You better preach to him, preacher.
So let's go ahead and. What we talking about today, Wig? What's going on? What's going on?
Why you in your Martin Luther King mode? We might as well get into the game three situation of what happened with the owner and Kyle Lowry. First thing first, later on, we'll also probably give you a little quick recap of game three and four. You already know Toronto won, and it was kind of with these. They had a slow first half, but when Kawhi got into it, man, it was all over, you know what I mean? But yeah, first thing first, let's get into the little situation. Do you remember the dude's name? Because I don't know if you want to give him that much props.
I actually looked up his name, but I don't want to give him gratification of speaking. I'm just calling him a shit-faced owner. To me, the NBA, you know, they acted really quick on it. And I appreciate that part of it, you know, for them to act as quickly as they did, but I don't think it was sufficient. I don't think what he did caused that little bit
of a one year ban and
fine. Like, no, like, you're a billionaire. What are you?
What Shannon Sharp said was as the equivalent of like $22 of how much he's worth. And I mean, I can't put a cap on somebody that's worked. You know what I'm saying? He worked whatever he did to get that money. He did get that money. By the end of the day, what I'm kind of more pissed off is that he gets the, like, just a 1 year ban. Like, okay, hey, go in the corner for a little bit, and then when you're ready to come back and you don't thought about it, then, you know what I'm saying, you can participate with the crowd. Nah, because if that was somebody else, anybody in that situation, they've been a lifetime ban.
Lifetime,
you know what I mean? Yep. You cannot give these owners that type of just like Draymond said, he don't like using the word owner because they feel like they have this certain power over us.
Exactly.
No, man. You gotta put these people in their place. You know what I mean? Just like with that Clippers situation, dog. I told you, these owners really had this mentality that they could just do whatever and they could say whatever, and they own what's on that court. You don't make that money. The players is making that money.
Exactly.
The players is bringing everybody there to buy a ticket. It's not you. They don't give a damn about you.
Exactly. They don't know you. Bro. They don't know you.
They don't care about you. Nobody knew who you were, bro.
They just know
everybody
you sit. Yeah, they just know you sit front row.
Right.
Eating up all the popcorn and drinking up all the good drinks and getting these wonderful players falling in your lap. And instead of patting their backs and doing all this great, you wanted to be rude and a slave. Like, mentality.
Don't put your hands on me, bro.
No, that's horrible.
Don't
like,
put your hands on me, bro. Nobody know you.
I honestly felt like it should have been a lifetime ban. Like, he should have been still be able to make money off of this. Because he did have a stake in it. But I honestly felt like if I was the owner and I was told, oh yeah, you're gonna be banned for a lifetime, but you can still keep your stake in everything. Right. It would have made me feel some type of way and I'd have sold my stake because I wouldn't have been able to see my money make itself. I wouldn't have been able to sit front row and be happy that I'm front row and watching this stuff. Now I have to watch from a bar down the street is going to really piss me off and make me sell my steak. And that's what I believe they should have did to him.
Yeah, man, bro, should have just he should have been just like banned from the league. Like, you don't put your head. And he lucky it's Kyle Lowry, dog.
Yeah, because like, Kyle Lowry is like a little a powder puff. Sorry to say, he's tough on the court,
but he's just respectable, man.
Yeah, that's not, but that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Because Kyle Lowry could like to be real about it, dude pushed him, but it wasn't like he had like any effect on Kyle.
Yeah,
it bruised him or it stung him or anything. It's like, yo, don't just put your hands on me.
It was like one of the when your toddler, you tell your toddler no, and he slap your hand or ooh no. It was like one of those type of baby effects. I mean, you know,
no, it was really him trying to be a big guy, a tough guy,
and it didn't do anything.
It's just the fact that he's just not as powerful as Kyle Lowry. It's just he's just lucky Kyle Lowry is not a dude who walks this earth with his ego on his right shoulder. It's like a chip on his shoulder.
Because
Kyle Lowry is very mannerable, and it's men out there that's like that. Like, yo, just listen, don't put your hands on me because I could hurt you. Everybody know that Kyle Lowry could have hurt that dude. And there's not one person on this earth who's thinking that dude was really gonna have any type of effect in a fight on a one-on-one against
if it was Ibaka, we'll be talking about a whole different story.
Who knows, man? I think Kyle Lowry can get Ibaka, to be honest, man. I think Ibaka just all talk, man. He had plenty of opportunity to show. He done got shown up twice.
Yeah, he
twice.
Did get shown up twice. I'm trying to figure out somebody on that roster that it would have been different if they was the one getting hit. Fred VanVleet is a new father, so I don't think he would have probably reacted like that.
I don't think nobody on that roster. I think they're all mannerable dudes. I think if it was Draymond and somebody like a Raptors owner, I think it'd been totally different. Even though I think Draymond's kind of proud of us or whatnot. Yeah. Those are just mannerable dudes. Ain't that many like slug heads out there. In the NBA, you know what I mean? Like, the last of the dying breed could be, like, Patrick Beverly, and I don't think that he'll really go in the crowd and, like, start whooping. Like, that's just, like, one kind of, like, type of incident. I don't think anybody in the NBA
after Ron Artest proved he was the toughest man alive, I don't think anybody else in the NBA.
Yeah, that's the only thing. That's the only dude that I think that if you'd have pushed him, he'd have probably slapped you or, like, just mushed you or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but, like, nobody in the NBA, like, could they all knew that they would have whooped dude. That's not no real fight. Ron Artest just lost his lost his cool and went after the stand. Yeah. He just went after anybody in the fans. You know what I mean?
No, they threw soda on him. he felt wherever that water came from is up above me, and whoever above me is going down.
True.
That's how he felt.
True.
But yeah,
but like kudos on Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, like, a black man showing patience. Yeah, that's a cool thing.
For real.
Cool thing.
He made us look real good. On like, you know what I'm saying? Not just. We just like thugs and whatever savages they think we are. Like,
true,
you know what I'm saying? We do have like a head on our shoulders. Like, that's most of us. That's like 85% of black men on this earth.
Yeah.
Like, we have to hold up and carry a lot because like y'all do. And when I say y'all, I mean like the rest of America. Y'all do like kind of like, you know what I mean? Y'all do like step over the line, you know, habitual line crossing.
And I agree with you. And it's not speaking as a black man, but you know, I'm gonna be honest. Like me being on the lighter side of things, and I'm saying the lighter side of things for you folks.
for you folks to understand.
You know, I'm really fair skinned, and I don't mean red. I don't mean dark caramel. I mean like I'm yellow where I can be mistaken for. Our Caucasian brothers, if I had a little bit of blonde hair or whatnot, but it I see the difference in how I've been treated in the workplace. Like I have a lot more freedom in certain aspects than other characters that will portray the oh, I'm a black man, hear me roar. Instead of the, I'm a black man.
I'm black, y'all.
I'm black, just y'all. Chill.
I'm
like,
blickety.
You feel me? Instead of the chill black guy and the aggressive, like, I see, like, if I was to act like the uproar black man, they'll all right, y'all can keep that one. We'll
hey,
take
man,
them.
Let's not make this a Black Lives Matter show, man.
Hey, listen.
Let's keep this on the court.
It started right where it was. It started if he ain't put his hands on Kyle, we wouldn't have to be talking about this right now. We would have been talking about sports. But
that is true. But like, it didn't. he did, nobody said any vocal things as if it was racially motivated or whatnot. It's just that the power that he believed he had over people is just like kind of like just BS.
Yeah.
Let's end it at that one, dog. Cause we about to get Jesse James.
Is gonna call us, be like, guys, if you want to be successful, we're gonna need you to stop talking pro black until later on in the segment. But all right, let's continue. Also, before I didn't want to, you know, get off topic, but I do want to get off topic. Let's put our prayers out. Everybody that's listening to David Ortiz, Big Poppy, who played for the Boston Red Sox. I don't know if everybody knows who that is. If you do watch sports, you should know who that is. He's been shot in the Dominican Republic at a sporting event, actually. And they did capture the perk that shot him.
They had no choice but to catch him. He got beat down by a crowd of people at the bar.
Yeah, so
doing what he did. So they had no choice but to catch him. But on the ground.
Yes, Big Poppy in surgery was like, please don't let me die. I am a good man. So let's do put our prayers out to him. I believe he's okay now.
Yeah, they said he'll make a full recovery.
Okay, cool. But
liver damage.
Yeah, he got shot through the back and it came through his front. So I'm happy that he's okay. Let's get a hand clap for Big Poppy right now.
True that. Yeah.
But yeah. Game three, it was a big letdown to me. I actually had a lot of faith in DeMarcus Cousins, and it's actually showing me what type of player to expect in a free agency. A guy that basically want the easy way out and feel like he doesn't have to do any work to obtain championships. He doesn't have to do anything major to affect the game that he's playing. And I honestly lost a little bit of respect for the guy. I did, because even though he's...
Rebuttal?
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. Rebuttal.
I mean, yeah, he ain't played no good game, but I ain't going to go out and say that he's just, you know, just not trying as hard as... Imagine he's coming back from an Achilles tour. Like, bro, that takes like some years, and as much weight as he had that he's carrying on his own, as much like how heavy his load is, that's not going to just be like he's going to come back 100%. He's doing everything that he could. I knew he only had one game, you know, if he did have that one. And like he still had the skill set, you know, get him some time to get healthy. He's never going to be Boogie. He's going to have to grow up and be DeMarcus Cousins, because, you know, Boogie was very athletic. This DeMarcus Cousins is going to be, he's going to play below the rim. And a little slower game, a little more skillful game. It'll be more passing and dribbling and outside shots. But he's not going to be that bumper that we used to. He's not going to be great at defense. But, his stock did drop. I just don't believe that he's just not trying. He's just trying to take an easy way out. This is, like, Golden State was the only way he'll be able to, like, prove that he's still somewhat DeMarcus Cousins, because that was the only team who had enough cap room and who's going to play extended time throughout the postseason and stuff. So
let me ask you this.
What's up?
So let me ask you this. Hypothetically speaking, if KD leaves,
right,
do you figure he stays with Golden State to give it another run? Or,
I mean, I believe it's possible, because he know that KD leaves, he have more touches, so he can shine a little bit more. And he's still
You know what's crazy about that? What you just said? I don't believe he's going to get... I believe he's going to stay around the 8 to 12 range, and those touches go back to Draymond.
Draymond passed up his own shots. Like, right now, KD is not on the floor, and Draymond is still not shooting as many shots. So what you need going...
Because Draymond, during the regular season, was doing that same consistent thing. Remember, it's an 82-game season, so...
Yeah.
If you get more practice in, taking jump shots, taking these runners, taking, you know, first steps, all this great stuff that he was doing when he became a two-time MVP, finals MVP, I believe he can revert back to that game. You just don't not know how to be a NBA player after, because you stop doing certain things in your portion of your career. So I believe he's going to, you know, go back to the old Draymond that we used to know, even though we're still used to, oh, he's going to break that three, or he's going to, Draymond, that in the beginning days, we were used to him taking, even though they're to us or to the media, it was ill-advised shots. We were used to him taking 2 to 4 threes a game and probably making 1 out of 2. So
I'd agree to disagree, because I think what you're saying is total BS. I don't see DeMarcus Cousins not taking more shots if he stays at KD needs, because the ball just, like, two people just can't shoot the ball all the time. He's going to have to take more shots. It's not, you know, like, him and Draymond could take more shots together. I don't think that he's not going to just be standing still at the same shot amount and the usage intake that he have right now. Like, it's going to be some times where him and Draymond going to be on the court together. They're going to be able to hold down whatever squad they have on the court to give Klay and Steph a break. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Like a healthier DeMarcus Cousins will get used more. Like, I don't believe Steve Kerr is the type of coach to say, oh, that guy just not going to make it on our team. Because if that's the case, you won't sign him back. You're not going to sign him back for the amount of money that he's worth if you're not going to give him a chance to beat DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh, no. I'm if I was the GM, oh, DeMarcus, you're getting another 1 year, 10 mil, 1 year, you know, 12 mil. You're not getting a 3-year contract with 18, 19 million worth each year. No, I'm not doing that for you. Nope. You haven't proven enough that you're back to your old state for me to even give you that type of value.
So, let's try to transition over, because, I mean, at the end of the day, Game 3 and Game 4 was a total domination by Kawhi Leonard. Steph, I really wanted to dig into Steph not being able to what it takes, but I mean, like, it's plain and you see Steph Curry is an amazing player. He is a transcending player, but he's not on that top tier that no matter what, if this player is on your team, they're going to take you as far as your team can go. You know what I mean? Steph needs somebody there to help with the load, because he's a 55% type player. Like, he's great on offense. He'll give you the whole 50% on offense. And it's like, you basically say he have 100% rating on offense, but then when it comes to defense, it lowers it so much. He gets steals here and there, but he's vulnerable. Like, Paul George, like, at least his team, you know for a fact his team can make it to the playoffs, even with him, because he could dominate on defense. He could dominate on offense. He could change the game on both sides. I'm not saying he's better than Steph Curry in totality, but as a player trying to carry a load, Paul George can carry his team further than a Steph Curry team. I believe so. And Kawhi Leonard is just on a whole nother level. He's really on a whole nother level. And I don't even want to pick on Steph because how great Kawhi is. Kawhi, you know, he went toe-to-toe with LeBron. I ain't saying that he was a better player in the series, but, yo, it was Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali, and they basically both can't finish the fight, but whoever say they quit first gives the other person the belt, you know what I mean? So in that sense, like, Steph, I always thought that he wasn't there. I always thought that Golden State was not that team. Like, with KD, yeah, they became the best team that I would probably ever seen. But without KD, that 73-19, that was an asterisk, man. It was just the rules changed to their abilities, and they ran with it. That's a great, 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 great accomplishment they made. However, it's not one of the greatest teams that we ever seen. There's plenty of teams I know in history that could have beaten that team, because that team was, you know, they almost got eliminated by OKC.
True.
You know what I mean? They was down 3-1 against OKC. And then they blew a 3-1 lead to Cavs. So that team wasn't that great. They did some dope shit. You know? Transition over to game 5, the possible elimination game and crowning of a new champion. They say KD is cleared to play.
They cleared him? Whoa. Last I saw, he was still practicing, but they cleared him?
No, he's cleared to play. And I still believe Raptors in 5. I don't believe he, because I seen him walk after game 4. I don't think that he's ready to play yet. I just don't think, from that walk that I see, I don't think he's ready to play.
And I also seen something else. I wish this was like a video podcast so I could actually put this picture up but they had a picture of him grabbing, you know, his lower calf, high Achilles area on the right foot, I believe. But in a picture, they had him on crutches, wrapped up his left leg. His left leg was wrapped up. So,
hey, stop following memes, man. You know he got hurt before. They just throw pictures up there.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to make sure. Because I'm like, wait a minute. That don't make no sense to me. But I was trying to figure out, is this a current picture or an old picture? But even still, with that, like, I know how it feels. Because I actually went through that same injury.
True.
I thought I ruptured my Achilles. But come to find out, you know, there was no ligament damage in my Achilles area. It was just, they said I had a sore calf. All right? We played basketball that day, remember? You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
I couldn't walk, right?
Right.
I couldn't
put on your shoe either.
I couldn't put on my shoe. I could not put on my shoe at all.
Why are you talking like you British, man?
I just wanted to know that the I just wanted to know the severity of how much pain I was in. I couldn't bend down to put on my shoe. So I thought I ruptured my Achilles. Yeah, I did. I thought my Achilles was gone because my Achilles was swollen. I had bruising around my ankle/Achilles area.
No.
So when I went to the doctor,
yeah,
I did the MRI, I did the X-ray, and
what about,
unless
did,
I had a
did they do the CTE, like the measure the blood flows and stuff?
Well, no, they didn't do the CTE. I'm not that rich. I don't have NBA doctors. I have normal insurance. Okay. I have regular people insurance. I don't want you to see me on the street once you see my face and try to rob me because you think I'm rich. No, I have regular money. So, unless my doctors were BSing me and telling me horseradish, the pain in my calf wouldn't allow me.
Nobody care about your injury, man.
No, what I'm trying to say is, because remember we tried to play basketball. Didn't we have like a church tournament or something later down the
road? Yeah, but you didn't get the type of treatment that KD.
Well, of course, I didn't get the type of treatment,
yeah,
but
so,
I rested. I did all, you know, all the things for me to walk normally. So what I'm trying to say is, KD is still limping, right?
Yeah, that's what I see.
And it's 3 games in. I mean, three weeks, almost a month in since the injury.
Yeah, just about a month.
I try to play basketball. I'm not no Kevin Durant, but I try to play basketball. And when my team went for a fast break and I hobbled down there, by the time I got to the 3-point line, the ball was going the other way.
No.
What I'm trying to figure out, how is Kevin Durant, even with all the medical treatment, all the drugs and all the great stuff, how is he going to play to even half the level of what Kawhi is playing to stop Kawhi Leonard?
I don't know.
How is that gonna help Golden State more so than hurt Golden State?
Hey, maybe he might come off the bench for like some inspirational purposes.
That's not him coming off the bench.
They don't want life like that, to be honest. They kind of envy of the man. You know what I mean? Like, he came and took over. That's what I believe. So I don't know, boy. I said Toronto in 5. I'm going to just let you spit your spit. But, like, plain and simple, my preview, Toronto 5. What's the game plan? Toronto in 5. What do you think KD going to do? I think he's going to do Toronto in 5.
KD. All right. I believe. You're really trying to get me to say it. You're a whole bitch out here.
The whole time we was doing this podcast, I mean, so I'm talking about from the origin of the podcast. I'm talking the pilot show. I've been sitting in Toronto in 5.
You did. But then, I said if KD doesn't come back, Golden State in 7. And then I end up saying if Klay doesn't come back, Toronto in 6. All right, now
I also said if Golden State don't sweep their home floor, they lost in 5. Rather KD comes back or not. I also said that.
You did.
He's coming back. And then what I said, Raptors in five?
You did.
Because God made like all of this in 7 days, but he also knew that too. It was gonna be Raptors in five, I believe. Go ahead.
I'm not gonna concede and say Raptors in five. KD is possibly available tonight. So again, folks, I'm gonna say again, because last time I said it, you know, I had a few people write me in the DM. You said, "Oh, you said Clay would have helped them win." I said, "If Clay played, he did not play that game,
oh my God.
They lost." So what I'm gonna say again tonight?
Oh my God, Skip Bayless, boy!
If Clay plays, Clutch Clay. That's what I'm calling it. Clutch Clay plays, not Clay Thompson. If Clutch Clay plays, and KD plays. If Kevin plays, I like Golden State to take tonight.
Okay.
I like them to win tonight, but they are not going to win the series. They're not going to win the series. That's what I can agree to say. They're too deep in the hole, even though we saw it happen with LeBron.
Yeah, but ain't no LeBron's on the team, as we know. LeBron, the closest thing to LeBron, or the closest thing that's past LeBron, is on the team. 3-1. We
don't
do see that.
Don't disrespect the man like that. Come on, man. I ain't gonna let you disrespect Kevin Durant like that. I'm not gonna let you disrespect him like that.
Okay, so even if you believe that Kevin Durant is the closest thing to LeBron or past LeBron, even if you believe that, this Kevin Durant coming off this injury is not right.
I saw Michael Jordan win a game with the 104 degree flu. You ain't gonna tell me a man limping on his left leg is not capable.
I'm sorry, but last time I checked, 104 degree flu don't stop you from running. And then last time I checked, I ain't seen nobody take that man temperature. He's a great marketable person. He knows how to, you know what I'm saying, sell his games and stuff. I never seen nobody take his temperature. Well, they said it was 104 degrees. All they said was he had a flu.
In the history books, that was the number, 104.
I hear you, but I never seen it. All I'm saying is this. It ain't no LeBron James on Golden State to come back 3-1. There's nobody who's going to make sure that the best player on Toronto team, which is Kawhi, is not going to score and then still score on them. I don't see that. All right?
Well, we don't.
I don't see that. So whatever.
The NBA is a fiasco.
Infect the STD, Raptors, and FIVE. Okay?
Hey, listen, you are some yin yang twin shit right now.
I'm just saying, I can't cover what. Hey man, let's try to get into these picks, man. That's enough of that whole game. But you do think that you think that Golden State is gonna win this game or Toronto's gonna win?
I believe Golden State is gonna win. So
you know, every episode you said Golden State is gonna win, and only once it was right.
No, I said the other episode where I said Clay had to play for them to win.
Oh my God.
I picked Toronto that game if Clay didn't win. I didn't play. Remember that. So technically, I am two and two. Technically.
Okay. Let's just go into the picks, man. Let's get into the picks. So right now I'm 3-0. Trav, you are 1-2. And as a podcast, we are 1-2. And I'm not proud of that. But, you know, I'm 3-0. I could at least give you that one pick. And it's my pick is always gold.
Technically,
and my pick,
you're the guru. So
I am. Especially because of the NBA, dog. I know my geometry offense.
You've been right. So I'm going to keep calling you the guru till you lose 3 in a row.
Thank you. All right.
So
call me Sensei. Toronto run line 1.0. Toronto run line minus 1.0. What do you like?
What do I like? I actually like Golden State first half over 55 points.
Solo over.
Golden State.
All right.
55.
And as a podcast, we like the game total over 214.5. The game total over 214.5. This will be the last time we will be making bets in the NBA this season, because this will be the last game of the NBA for this season. And it's your boy Wig.
And it's your boy Trav.
Yiggity.
Howdy do.
We'll see y'all next time, y'all.